إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به وأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العظيم الذي لا يأتيه باطل بين يديه ولا من خلفه: وإذ قال الله يا عيسى ابن مريم أأنت قلت للناس اتخذوني وأمي إلهين من دون الله، قال سبحانك ما يكون لي أن أقول ما ليس بي حقا، وإن كنت قلته فقد علمته، تعلم ما في نفسي ولا أعلم ما في نفسك، إنك أنت علام الغيوب. And remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to his servant and his slave and his messenger Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salatu wa salam wa ala ummihi, Ya Isa ibn Maryam, did you say to the people, O people from Bani Israel, take me and my mother as two gods along with Allah? Did you say that to them, Ya Isa? Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam said, glory unto you, Allah. It is not my position to say that I have no right to say. It is not permissible for me, and I'm the messenger and I'm the prophet from Bani Israel and from the Ulul Azam. It's not permissible for me to say about Tabarak wa Ta'ala that which I have no right to say, that which I have no knowledge on. And if in fact, if I said it, verily you would have known that I said it, because you know what is in my nafs, but I don't know what's in your nafs. And you are the knower of all that is unseen. In this ayat of the Quran, Ikhwan, this tremendous ayat that establishes for us so many things. From what it establishes for us is the bara'ah of Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam from this shirk and this kufr that the people have connected and attributed to him. So the scholars of Islam concerning this ayah, they have two varying positions and opinions that I want to share with you. The first opinion is that Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam has said these statements already when Allah Ta'ala raised him up to the sky, and he brought him and he's up in the sama in the way that Allah alone knows. When Allah took him up and he did not die, nor did they kill him. As Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala told us in the Quran, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. They did not kill him, nor did they crucify him, but it was made to appear like that. When Allah Ta'ala raised him up to the sky, the people started to take Isa ibn Maryam as a god to be worshipped along with the Lord of all the worlds. At that time Allah asked him according to this position, Ya Isa ibn Maryam, Did you tell the people to take you and your mother as two guys along with Allah? So he made himself free of that kufr and that shirk and that khurafat and that which is impossible. Allah Ta'ala knows that Isa ibn Maryam never said that, but he wants to make Isa free. So that's the first opinion. The second opinion is that this statement is going to be made by Isa ibn Maryam Yawmul Qiyamah. And he'll finish the connection and the relationship between him and the people who worship him. And this is a point that we want to stress and reiterate. And we want to make it something that's clear to all of you brothers and sisters, because we find ourselves lacking in this issue. Until you, Ya Abdullah, see the need and the necessity to sit down and to learn Arabic language, you're going to be dependent on people's interpretation. You're going to be left out of the box. The language of the Arab, the language of the Quran, it is a language that has some fiqh to it. It's a language that has some asalib to it. It is a language that will help you and benefit you in understanding the Quran and the Sunnah. So the second opinion is that Allah Ta'ala will ask Isa ibn Maryam this question, Yawmul Qiyamah. So how is it that Allah Ta'ala talks in the Quran and the speech that he's having with Isa ibn Maryam, it didn't happen yet? Ya Isa ibn Maryam, did you say to the people, take you and your mother as guides along with Allah? And then he frees himself of that statement. How does Allah mention in the Quran as if it happened already? This is from the asalib of the language of the Arabs. It is showing the Arabs who knew this understanding of the language that I am talking and I'm revealing this book and I'm giving you examples of what didn't happen yet, but to show you that it's going to happen, I'm speaking in the past tense. To emphasize to you Arabs, your own understanding of the language, this thing, Yawmul Qiyamah, hasn't happened yet, but I'm speaking in past tense terms so that you will know that it's definitely going to happen. It's like one of us, when we want to put someone on a job and we say to him, Ya Abdullah, I want you to do A, B, and C, and D. To show you that he is serious about the job, he says, consider it done. It's already done, but he didn't even begin the work yet. So this is from the asalib of the Arabic language. Whether Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam said this statement already when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala raised him to the sky, or whether he's going to say it Yawmul Qiyamah, it is an ayat that clearly established that Isa ibn Maryam is free of the kufr that we see the people partaking in today. The birth of Isa ibn Maryam, the son of God, is khurafat and is kufr that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam made no da'wah to it. And it shows the Muslims, ikhwan, the importance of connecting yourself to people, even the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the connection that you make to him, alayhi salatu wasalam, or to other people, it has to be a connection that is based upon al-Iman. A connection that's based upon a taqwa. All of our connections to the people, they either have to be from al-wala or al-bara. So those people who you establish al-wala for, allegiance to, make those connections based upon al-iman and al-taqwa, and that which is from the deen. Because if you don't, you run the risk of being one of the recipients of being freed from the person who you connected yourself to. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will raise Isa ibn Maryam up Yawmul Qiyamah along with everything else that was worshipped along with Allah Ta'ala. As he said, tabarak wa ta'ala, وَإِذْ تَبَرَّأَ الَّذِينَ تُبِئُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ تَبَعُوا. And on that day, those people who were followed, they will free themselves from those people who follow them. وَرَأُوا الْعَذَابُ وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهُمُ الْأَسْبَابُ. And they will see the punishment. And they will see that they will have no other way on that day. فَقَالَ الَّذِينَ تَبَرُّؤُوا فَقَالَ الَّذِينَ تَبَعُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَتَبَرَّؤُ مِنْهُمْ كَمَا تَبَرَّؤُوا مِنَّا. And those people who follow them, they are going to say Yawmul Qiyamah, I wish, or we wish, that that we have one more opportunity to go back to the dunya, so that we can disconnect ourselves from them, just like they disconnected themselves from us in this dunya. This is the way that Allah Ta'ala has shown his ayat, حَسَرَاتٍ عَلَيْهِمْ وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ. This is how Allah has shown his ayat and his verses, ikhwan. So we would like to encourage all of you brothers, and to give you some irshad and some tawjihat about the necessity of all of us working on our relationship that we have. The man has a relationship with another man in this dunya, recognizing that he is the abd, and the one who he is connected to is an abd. And that relationship is going to come yawmul qiyamah as a harm or a benefit for all of us. So let everyone look at the person we take as a friend. Let each and everyone evaluate his relationships with the man that he's with the woman that he's with. الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ أَدُوٌّ إِلَّا الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. Those people who are friends in the dunya, on that day, friendships will be a cause of enmity and hatred and rancor, except between the ones who establish it for a taqwa. So now we see that the people are practicing this kufr of the birth of Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam. And even all of us, even though we all see with our own eyes that the kufr of Christmas is dying amongst the kuffar, because when we were young, it used to have a bigger impact whether you practice it or not. Now you can barely tell that these people are practicing Christmas. That's amongst the kuffar. But when you look at the situation with the Muslims around the globe, you will find that the Muslims have brought into the idea of Christmas. Our brothers in Turkey, who Allah only a few months ago had relieved them, or he tried them with a tremendous, humongous earthquake, we find that they are literally being sanctioned and practicing Christmas in their country, buying into the concept of Christmas. The Muslim today is selling products in order to help the people on the kufr and the shirk. It's not permissible. But what is the dawah of Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam? The dawah of Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam is the dawah of al-Islam, as all of you know. It is the dawah of al-Islam, the dawah of al-Tawheed, the dawah of establishing the worship of Allah Ta'ala, la sharika lahu fi dhalik. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has not sent a prophet or a messenger, nor has he sent a wali from the awliya that are with him, except that they all called the human beings to worship Allah alone, and not to worship their desires, and not to worship their idols, and not to worship their false gods. وَلَقَدْ بَأَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ اِعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. Verily we have sent a messenger to every single ummah from the time of Noah until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's community. And each and every one of those people, prophets, messengers, they said to their people, establish the worship of Allah and stay away from a taghut, which is another form of la ilaha illallah, to establish that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, and then to negate that there's another God. So you establish the worship of Allah, and you disbelieve in all other forms of worship. So ikhwan, we say to you that which you already know, that the dawah of Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam is the dawah of all of the prophets and the messengers, and this is an issue that every Muslim should take it upon himself to make himself aware of it. What are the issues of the aqidah of al-Islam? To be of those people who are not like the Jews and the Christians. As the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سُنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ شَبْرًا بِشَبْرٍ وَذَرَاءً بِذَرَاءٍ حَتَّى إِنْ سَلَقُوا حُجْرُ الْبُقْرِ لَدَخَلْتُمُوهُ. Verily you people are going to follow the ways of the people of the book. A hand span by a hand span, an arm span by arm span. To the point if one of them went into the lizard's hole, you people will also go into the lizard's hole. So how have we followed the people We follow the people in that. In the month of Ramadan, when the 27th of Ramadan comes, you're going to find the people creating things in the religion that Allah Ta'ala has not sanctioned, nor did He send any Sultan or Burhan for. When the 12th of the month of Rabi'ul Awwal comes, you'll find the people celebrating the birth of the Messenger of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even though there's no proof. Allah Ta'ala, from His infinite wisdom, did not let Bani Adam find out or know the birth of a single prophet or messenger. If the people knew about the birth, if the people knew about the birth places, you can rest assured that they're going to take that place as a masjid to worship that particular prophet or messenger. So we are not to follow the ways of those people as it relates to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in addition to that, ikhwan, we have to add that from the ways of the people of the book and what they are doing in these days is that they are superseding the legislation of their prophets and their messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. So we find that we, as a Muslim community, as a Muslim ummah, also supersede, and we also go beyond the call of duty in creating for ourselves those things that Allah Ta'ala has not revealed, those things that Allah Ta'ala has not given us any authority for. So we say to you all, and giving you words of encouragement and advice, stay away from the bid'ah in the affairs of this religion. For as the Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من عمل عمل ليس عليه أمرنا هذا فهو رد. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ونسأل الله تعالى التوفيق والثبات. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على نبينا الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وعلى من تمسك بسنته بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Brothers and sisters in Islam, it is a well-known fact that the people who are businessmen and they are traders and merchants, many times those people figure out how much they're going to make. And what figures prominently into the equation of how much they expect to make in any given year is what takes place during Christmas time. The Kufa in this country spend more money during Christmas than what is greater than the gross national product of Muslim country. The Muslim country of Bangladesh, which is one of the poorest countries in the world, and one of those countries that, if you were to visit them, it would be hard to distinguish the behavior of the Muslims from the behavior of the Buddhists. So it's no wonder that many times Allah tries those people, our brothers and sisters there, with cyclones and hurricanes. They dread to see the summer months. Many times you'll find the shirk and the kufr going on there greater than other places on the face of the earth. The gross national product of America in the month of December is greater than what they have in a year, and many other Muslim countries. So those of us who are parents, who are still on the dalala of a Nasraniya, we find that these people are spending money this weekend to travel and to pay for plane tickets that are astronomical in their prices. People are buying gifts and cars and Christmas trees. People are putting lights up in front of their homes, running up the electricity bill. People are making long distance telephone calls. We can sit here and come up with a million ways that the people are spending for kufr, for that which when they stand up and they thought, now, by praising Jesus and believing in Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam, they believe that that's going to help them, Yom Kippur, only to have what we read happen to them, that he's going to free himself from them and their behavior. So can you imagine what the khusran is going to be, and what their feelings and sentiments are going to be, when they did all of what they did, only to come Yom Qiyamah, and all of their deeds will be rendered null and void. The question that I want to present here today is, how is it possible that we can find these people having so much ikhlas for that dalala and that shirk and that kufr, but when we ask the Muslims to spend in the month of Ramadan for their own community and for their own selves, that we find the people don't want to spend? Something is wrong with that picture. Something is wrong with that iman. And this is one of the tricks of Iblis, is that he makes us like the Bedouin during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Those people who thought it was just enough to say, Amanna bi al-sinatina, we believe with our tongue. And since I said it with my tongue, that's it. I don't have to do any more work to manifest and to prove that iman. Don't be like the Bedou. Don't be like the people who they have special ahkam because of their severe ignorance. They don't know about the religion. So Allah Ta'ala had mercy upon them and he sent on them ahkam. But no one wants to take pride out of being a Bedou. As the Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Man bada jafa. Whoever is like them Bedouins, he is coarse and he is hard. He has no sophistication. That's not to say that every Bedouin is a straight, or every Bedouin is in the hellfire, or there's no good in a Bedouin. Nor did my other example about Bangladesh mean that they're all kuffar. We're not saying that. So don't be like the Bedouin. Those people who the Prophet used to say to them, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, Ya ma'ashara man amana bi lisanihi wa lam yadkhul al-iman qalbuhu la taf'alu kadha wa kadha lil muslimin. Oh, you people who have believed with your tongues, but al-iman has not entered into your heart, do not do such and such and such a thing to the believers, as he said it in so many examples and so many ahadith. We are now, as you can see, in the other part of this building. And this move took a number of years to make. And it is the ongoing effort of the developments and the fruits of this blessed dawah coming to this area. And the brothers who are on the scene from Jump Street, they have for sure a part of this barakah and the reward. And it will be oppressive for us to disclude those people who were on the scene and who sat from the first day to establish a masjid on the dawah that is the truth. But now we're at another level and we're at another point. Another point where we are in need of your participation, your financial participation, your moral support. We are in a position now where when we pray the Eid in this masjid, inshallah ta'ala, we are not going to be in a position to accommodate everyone. So we've come up with some plans. What can we do to help the situation? But we find everyone enjoying the services, but only a few people stepping up to the plate. This room that you're sitting in right now was a room that was filled with junk. But what you're enjoying right now is space. Where were you when the room had to be clean? One of the things that we always hear from our brothers and our sisters is, give me, help me. That's from Islam. That's what we're here for. We're here to help each other. But when is the person going to say, what can I do for Al-Islam? What can I do for the masjid? What can I do for the effort? So we explain to you, and we've been saying this over and over and over again. The hype of this dawah, it took us a certain level and to a certain point. But now the hype is over. Now it's time to get down to some serious work. From the plans that have to be initiated and executed is that clearly we are in need of a Muslim school. And that Muslim school, Ikhwan, is imperative. I'm a person who's a visitor here. And I have what I have from these children. So I have to go and I have to investigate what's available amongst the Muslims as far as the education of our children. Well, it's a known fact across the board in America that if you want to put your child in the Islamic school, you're going to lose something. Maybe the teachers are not as qualified as they are in the Kufar school. Over half of the teachers don't possess qualifications or degrees to allow them to teach. We may have to just give that up. But what we lose in the education, we gain in the environment. We gain in the Islamic studies. But in all honesty, after going and looking at the school, it became clear to me that asking brothers from our Jama'ah, what do you think about this madrasa and that madrasa? For every brother that I asked, I got a different opinion. But there was one common thread that ran through all of their statements, and that is, the place is not on what we are upon. So the natural question that presents itself is, when are the people of this community going to develop for themselves a school? Our children constitute more of this Jama'at than we do. Everyone here has two or three or four kids. We brought our children here, they're another ummah all by themselves. So there's a lot of work to be done, Ikhwan. Now, am I saying we're going to start an Islamic school right now? I'm not saying that. Because when we took our survey on the other side, and we asked the masjid full of brothers, raise your hand if you're over 18 years old. Almost everybody raised their hand. And then the second question, raise your hand if you have a valid driver's license. Less than half of the masjid raised their hand. That gives us an indication of where we are as men, where we are as responsible people. Does a driver's license determine a man's rujula? Of course not. But how is he going to be an effective husband? How is he going to get back and forth from work? How is he going to work in this society without those type of apparatuses being taken care of? How? So we're not in the position to develop a masjid, a school for our children right away. But what we are in a position to do, Ikhwan, is we're in a position to start supporting that effort and to start supporting those issues. So I'm making a call now to the people of this masjid. Because every time we give a khutbah and we go upstairs and we pass by the money barrels, we see still the majority of the people, they do not help out the effort. We are imploring the brothers and the sisters as well. In a show of proof that we are not of the people who say with our tongues what our hands don't put forth. As a show of proof that we are not like the Christians, that we're better than those people who spin fi sabili dalala wa kufr wa shirk, and we don't spin fi sabili la, and whoever spins for Allah's cause, Allah Ta'ala will be sure to have him to find his reward. So we are at a critical time in our development, and in order to move forward, in order to continue to help our women to play in a part that is feasible and it makes sense and it's easy for them, we're going to continue to need your financial support. And we have to get up here and we have to say that, because if we didn't, what happened yesterday will continue to happen. The last remnant of this room, the trash and the debris, when we ask the masjid full of brothers, let's go move the stuff. We don't want your money. Let's use our muscles to move the stuff like the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when they were building the masjid. You found everybody going to pick up a brick. And some of them in some instances, like Mu'adh ibn Jabal, picking up two bricks. So the Prophet made dua for them. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhum. Those types of practical sunnahs those types of practical examples of the Salaf, we don't find the people really showing us that. But when it comes to a person saying, Ramadan Mubarak, we see the brother about to chop his head off because he's a mubtadi. And he's proud because he's on the Quran and the Sunnah. This is misplaced, ikhwan, and it's upside down. And it is not that which is intelligent. So we invite all of you today, inshallah, to help the effort here so that we can continue to go forth with what we have to do. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us and to make it easy for you, and to make us of those people who are truthful in word and deed, those people who say what they believe.